أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور. In which Allah Ta'ala explained the great sacrifices made by the Mujahideen, or the horses that are used by the Mujahideen. And then Allah explained that these are so obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and just because they get some grass and some pellets from the master, they are so obedient. Whereas on the other hand, man is so disobedient and so unthankful to Allah Ta'ala, in spite of man getting all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made everything for man, and man Allah has made for him. And Allah gives man everything, all the ni'mats, but he's unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. And the main cause for this, Allah explained here, is because he loves money too much, and he just devotes his life to acquiring of wealth and money, and that is by which he regards his success, whereas his success is in something else completely. And Allah Ta'ala says that he is unmindful of his future life, and the first stage of his future life is the life of the qabr. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. کیا نہیں جانتا کہ وہ وقت کے کوریدہ جائے جو کچھ قبروں میں ہے. Doesn't he know? In other words, doesn't he think and ponder of that time when whatever is in the qubur, in the graves, will be taken out completely? That is, on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will throw out everything that it has got in it. Amongst that are all the people who are buried. No matter what fine bones they became, or even if the bones don't remain, but on that day, Allah, all the dead people will come back to life again. And this also explained in various parts of the Quran Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala, how will you bring people back to life again after they had died? Ibrahim alayhi, Allah Ta'ala said, oh Ibrahim, don't you believe? He said, I do believe, but to have that complete conviction, liyatma'inna qalbi, my heart can be at ease. And at Allah Ta'ala told him to take a bird and make it fine, completely mince with every part of it, put it on four different mountains, little bit of it, and there you will see, we will just bring it by our one command, and that bird will be made again. So like this, Allah's qudrat and Allah's power is over everything. So people will be brought back from their lives again, from their qabr, and they will be presented in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The qabr is the first halting place of a person. Sayyidina Umar Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should cry so much at a qabr that his beard used to become wet. And when people ask him, you don't cry so much about Jannat and Jahannam as you cry about the life of the qabr, he said, this is the first halting place. A person who becomes successful here will be successful right through after that. And a person who fails here, may Allah protect us all, that person will fail all along. And it is not an easy, when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great person, what his piety and his righteousness, how great he is. But when he cries so much, and on the other hand we find our condition, while we at a janazah, while we are waiting for the janazah namaz, while we are burying, we are talking and laughing, etc. We are very, very far from reality. In the qabr, where a person is going to be all alone, where there will be darkness unless his amal was such that he gets light. Otherwise, only in darkness, and for how long a person will be in his qabr. And all the various types of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I haven't seen a scene which is more frightening and more, which causes a person great anxiety more than that of the qabr. The qabr is not an easy thing, but today we don't even think about it. Even unfortunately, when we go to a, when we get news of a janaza also, we don't think of the qabr. We go to the qabristan, we go and bury the person, we are present, and amongst the various reasons where there are sawabs also, it's the rights of a fellow brother also, but it is to take lesson also. That we all take a lesson that this is where I am going. As this person is going all alone today, he's leaving his family, he's leaving his wealth, he's leaving everything behind, and he's going all single-handed into the qabr, this will be my condition also. And we don't know when our time will come. So this is a thing of grave concern. The grave is a thing of grave concern for each one of us. And this surah also, and this year is to remind us all that we should be worried about that and prepare for that accordingly and make our lives also accordingly. The life of the qabr, it comes in the hadith, a garden from the gardens of Jannat, or it is either a pit of the pits of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all, make it very easy for us. But it is something that we all have to have that worry about. Yeah, we will get up now, and how many of us will think of it again a second time about the qabr, or doing some preparation. And one of the major preparations is tawbah and istighfar, and then to correct our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we have this concern and prepare for that life. Wa akhiru da'wana.